Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back in, and I can't believe I'm already saying this. It happens all the time. This is the final hour. Hour number three of the show.
Went by fast.
Smoking by. Here at ESPN Upstate on this November the 22nd, 2019. Edition of Straight Up with Sturge. I am Josh Phillips sitting in for Mark Sturgis. Tyler Butler sitting next to me. We were having a pretty good NBA discussion during the break. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on the NBA because, quite honestly, the sad thing is in this area, nobody really gives a hoot.
You know,
although it's like, changing, it's getting better.
I would like to make that argument.
It's getting better.
Because I look at my numbers on my show, we have the NBA, and those shows are my best shows. And it's local, so somebody's listening.
Well, that's a good point. So you and I were talking about you potentially – you like Boston in the East, although you really like Toronto, even without Kawhi.
I do.
Who else out of the East – do you think it comes down? Do you think the East Championship Conference comes down to Boston and Toronto?
I think four teams: Philly, Toronto, Boston, and Milwaukee. All four teams are a toss-up. Can they evenly match?
Now, you and I had a discussion during the break. I want to talk about Milwaukee. All those other teams, I'm somewhat on board with you. The thing about Giannis is he needs a Pippen.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
And he doesn't have that in Milwaukee. Now, he can carry this team to the playoffs. He can carry this team maybe through the first round. But he can't beat Boston and he can't beat Toronto by himself. They've got to find him a Pippen.
No, and I don't think he can beat Philly either. That's why I'm saying this offseason, if Milwaukee does not make it to the finals, it has to be the finals. Giannis is leaving. And I think he's going to go team up with his buddy in Golden State. And then
Klay Thompson?
Right back where they left off.
You mean Klay Thompson?
Steph Curry. Okay, you're going to stop with this disrespect of Steph Curry.
What is it? You said they're best buddies?
Yeah, they're actually best friends.
So every Christmas, I know where Stephanie Curry gets his pacifiers from. Giannis buys him his binkies.
I can hear the smile on your face as you're saying this. You got to stop this. You don't even believe it yourself.
Yeah, no, I love Steph. He's just so disrespectful.
TB and I have been at war over the Warriors, in particular a guy that's named after a spice from India.
I love curry chicken, by the way. It's quite delicious. She does, too. That makes two of us, Coach.
Hey. Different strokes, man.
Two-time MVP, man. You're going to respect Steph Curry.
The best player on that team is Klay Thompson. I've been telling you that.
God.
He is the best player on that team.
I'm not going to disrespect Klay because they look different when he went down.
Curry's like the third or fourth best player on that team.
Third or fourth?
Third or fourth.
He was the second behind KD.
No.
Second.
KD was number one. Klay Thompson was number two.
Klay number three.
Curry, somewhere around three or four, depending on Draymond. Draymond could slide into that third spot and bump Stephanie down to number four.
You know, I'm going to look up his average against Boston. Because you have something against Steph. He must lit you guys up.
No, actually, Boston has beaten them a lot more than a lot of other teams. Boston actually was the kryptonite to the Warriors.
I'm going to Google the stat.
It's going to be a lot closer than what you think, my
friend.
We're going
to do some next generation ESPN next gen stats.
Before we jump into this football thing, The thing that got me, here's what got me about Curry, is was the finals, the first finals against the Cleveland Cavaliers, when LeBron and company just bullied his little butt all over the field.
He's small.
All over the court.
That's what makes him great.
And no, here's what got me. Look, I grew up in the era of Muggsy Bogues.
He was not Steph Curry.
I grew up in the era of Allen Iverson.
That's an argument I'm willing to make.
Okay. Allen Iverson was a dog.
Yeah.
And he was 5'10". And he was fearless.
Different mentality.
And
man.
He was a competitor.
Iverson grew up in the slums. Steph.
Stop making excuses.
That's the difference, man.
Making excuses. Now.
Yeah. Steph is out of
coach. Now it makes a difference.
He's great.
So now it makes a difference where you grow up, whether you're a good player or a competitor or not. Yes?
In a mentality, yes.
So
from them two.
Allen Iverson at 5'10".
He's like 6'2". 6'1".
With good Jordans or good Iversons.
Reeboks.
Correct. So he was a warrior. He played on both ends. He was not only on the NBA's all-time 50 best players.
He was the... How many championships does Allen Iverson have?
You know what? I don't give a rip.
Just saying.
I will take five Allen Iversons over Stephenie Curry all day.
I would like a two-time MVP and NBA champion.
Because he had a great cast around him. How could that team not win? And see, that's the problem I have with the guy. He couldn't beat LeBron James. Cleveland didn't have anybody else. J.R. Hightop Smith, are you serious? Are you serious?
It's LeBron, man. I give him that one time. And with
Kyle
help,
Korver.
With assistance from the NBA after they suspended Draymond.
Tyron Loser Lou.
That team was garbage. I mean, you know. Dead clock is right twice a day. I give him that.
And here's
two times. How many championships Steph had?
Here's what soured me on him.
He's a champion. You got to respect the champion, coach.
No, he bought it.
He didn't buy it.
It was a bought championship. He had to get KD.
Did he buy those two MVPs?
Yes, he did.
Oh, my goodness.
They had the best regular season record ever and then flopped in the playoffs. Flopped. It's the biggest choke job in the history of sports. How do you break the regular season record and then get run out of the finals by Cleveland? Not only did they get run out, they got beat up and beat down. And he showed no – if anything, he showed what a baby he was, because when LeBron was swatting balls left and right, throwing him into the stands, daring him to play defense, the ball clanks off the rim, he's biting his little pacifier, he's walking up the court, he's waving his arms to the stands, and he's crying like a schoolgirl sissy. And meanwhile, LeBron is just trashing him. Remember that one SWAT? They had a breakaway. I'll never forget it. I know you remember this. They got a breakaway, and Steph Curry is all by himself.
And it was rejected.
And here comes 23 and throws it into the third row.
He blocked
and shoves him into the third row and stares at him. And Curry, little old sissy, he doesn't even turn around and get in his mug. He won't even look at him. He's
looked
so scared.
Like a flagrant foul to me.
Was not a flagrant foul. Neither was Kevin McHale's flagrant foul. I'll argue that till I die. I was done with him after that. He's not a competitor.
He's not a competitor.
No, he's not a competitor, because when it gets tough, what is he going to do? He's going to suck on his pacifier and he's going to cry.
Okay, so in the playoffs, just last playoffs against Toronto without KD.
Yes.
Who was carrying that team? Even
Klay
when Klay
Thompson.
Went down. Klay went down, but it was one man.
Draymond Green.
Oh, my goodness gracious. We're not watching the same game, coach.
Let's go to the phone lines and bring in Tony. Tony, welcome to the show.
Coach, I got mad love for you, but please tell me you're just messing with TV, because, man, you're making a behind of yourself.
Tell him, Tony.
No, I am not. I'm spitting truth, Tony.
Yes, you are.
No, I am.
Hold on. No, they did not need KD to win a title.
Yes, they did.
They won two without KD. No, they won two without him.
Tell him, Tony.
They didn't need him to win a Listen, two MVPs, the AI's one, and to TB's point, the mentality is totally different. AI grew up in Hampton, Virginia, was getting arrested at 17 years old for being at a bowling alley in a fight. I'm not saying it was his fault. But Steph grew up in a basketball arena with Dale Curry shooting basketball every day. Two totally different mentalities.
No way. Allen Iverson went to Georgetown. How much privilege is at Georgetown?
You know why he went to Georgetown.
When you're the number one prospect in the nation, you can have a 2.0 in high school and get in Georgetown. What are you talking about?
Erroneous.
I mean, that has nothing to do with it. It's academics. But you know better than that, Coach.
Erroneous. Oh. You've got to be a scholar to get into Georgetown, and he was a wizard.
And you're telling me that Allen Iverson was a scholar running around chasing his wife with a gun when he's 28 years old? Are you kidding me?
That has nothing to do with a chemistry test. That only means.
What do you mean? It's got everything to do with the chemical imbalance test. That has everything to do with it.
Well, he'll pass the ballistics test, that's for sure.
Coach, you can't be on TV. I hope you're playing. I really do.
I hope you're
giving him a bunch of crap.
You guys are out of your mind trying to compare Curry to Iverson. That ain't even a comparison.
Two MVPs to one.
They were both balling. They were both balling.
Two MVPs to one.
That's because Iverson was a dog. Iverson played in the Michael Jordan era.
Toward the tail end. He was a rookie in 95. Jordan had three titles by then.
He was in the Kobe and Shaq era.
Okay, I'll give you that. So what does that mean? That gives him all the leeway to just be the greatest player that happened to be playing in the wrong era? You're telling me the NBA is not as talented now as it was then with Kawhi Leonard and all these great European players that are coming from everywhere right now?
You just hit the head on the nail right there, my friend. All of these European players. It is a disgrace what the NBA has become.
Well, I'm not going to argue with it about that. But don't just stay off of TB, you're right, okay? I'm going to let y'all go, Mad Love.
Thank you, Tony.
TB, you're right about that whole culture thing. You're right.
I know. I appreciate it.
Tony's on your payroll at the BS podcast. I know what this deal is. I see how this is going on. He's one of your employees at the BS podcast.
He's
calling
and
spitting
correct.
All this craziness about my man Allen Iverson. Tell me all twisted up.
Two different mentalities.
What was that movie called? Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence went to prison in like the 1930s or 1940s. Life. You remember what? You remember what he calls the other guy? He calls him soft. That's what Steph Curry is. He's soft.
Thank you, Diesel.
Soft. He's Charmin. It'd be a disgrace to the fine people at Charmin to say he's softer than Charmin.
He's only a half-court player. He refuses to play defense. Refuses. He will literally watch the other team run a fast break when he could cut it off. Refuses.
He's not a defensive player. I agree with that. But guess how many MVPs he got not playing defense? Two.
That are bought. It's a disgrace. He ought to be ashamed of himself. There needs to be an asterisk by his name. There needs to be an asterisk by his name.
I'm not
going to
tolerate it. I'm not here for the Steph Curry disrespect, sir.
There needs to be an asterisk by his name on those MVPs because they were store-bought at Kmart.
He destroyed
them. Put an asterisk. Put a dollar sign next to it.
I mean, anybody that loses to LeBron's team because there was nothing else. LeBron had no help.
Who fault is that? That's not Steph's fault.
It's what he did. He couldn't beat him. The Golden State Warriors as a team could not beat one man. And y'all trying to pump this nonsense that he's some great player. He had to beg. He literally had to fly to KD's house and beg him, please come to Golden State
so I can
beat LeBron. Because poor little Stephanie couldn't do it. And he was flat scared of him.
This man got two MVPs. You know what his career stats is? Career.
I'm not arguing the fact that he's one of the greatest shooters of the basketball.
Ever.
Ever. I am not arguing that. Not arguing that. But this great generational player, not buying it. This is Straight Up with Sturge at ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
As the great Shannon Sharpe once said, I demand retribution. The disrespect is real around this joint.
Yes, it is.
I mean, this is crazy. Can't believe I'm hearing all this nonsense.
I just want to say this. For this not to be an NBA interest in this area, the phone line's lit up.
Matter of fact, I'm glad you said it. Let's go to them right now. You guys hold in there with us. We'll get right to you. Jimmy wants to join the discussion on today's show. Welcome to the show, Jimmy.
Coach, are you going to let this Steph Curry thing go or what?
No.
No.
I'm not arguing about Steph Curry.
I'm bitter.
Come on, man.
I'm salty.
The dude is Jerry West-like with his
phone. Hang up the phone line. Tell him, Jimmy. I'm not dealing with this.
Hold on.
Here we go.
This is beautiful.
It's like, I'll agree with you that Steph Curry was just a shooter until his junior year at Davidson. But the man, when he became a point guard, his junior year, he has matured as a ball player every year to the point that he's the player he is today.
Every single
the
year.
The guy
Jimmy.
Is an all-around great basketball player. Plus, you're talking about how LeBron is so physical and pushed him into the crowd. Hey, basketball is supposed to be a finesse sport. Steph is doing this against monsters, physical specimens like LeBron James. He's had two ankle surgeries, and he's still playing. He's won two MVPs. He's hit more three-pointers in a single season, and he's probably going to break the all-time record of the NBA. And you're talking crap about him, man.
Only because of the hand check rule. He could never play back in the day before the hand check rule. Never. He could never play back in that day. Never.
You're a football player. He's a basketball player, and he is a great basketball player, so – I don't know how you can judge the man because I've been watching basketball 50 years. That was my first love when it comes to sports is basketball. I've seen Jerry West. I've seen Rick Barry. I've seen the New York Knicks, great teams. I've seen the Boston Celtics. Steph Curry is a great all-around basketball player. No, he's not LeBron James.
Jimmy is a
historian. He is a great basketball player.
Jimmy, thanks for the phone call. There is no way you can tell me he is an all-around basketball player. None.
Man.
And the only reason I'm not lighting Jimmy up is because Jimmy's a longtime caller and I like him. There is no way you can say he is an all-around basketball player.
I mean,
you just ruined whatever credit you had. Now, if you want to say he's one of the greatest all-time shooters, I'll agree with you. If you want to say he's one of the greatest greatest shooters of the modern era, I will give that to you. Steph Curry is the quintessential recipient of the hand check rule.
Question, would you say rebounding, does that fit into all-around player?
On the offensive or defensive end?
Either or. And as a point guard, how many rebounds per game would you say would be a good season? Maybe 5-4 point guard?
For an average?
Yeah.
I'd say pretty good. I would say around 7-8.
For a point guard?
Yeah.
7-8.
7-8.
I would say 5. Maybe and a two guard, three.
The reason I say that, the game is so perimeter oriented, the ball caroms halfway to midcourt.
Yeah, but for the point, I would say pretty good. It'll be 5, which is Steph Curry career average for rebounds. That's pretty good.
I'm in shock. You are a smart good, man.
That is a convenient stat to you pull out. You already knew the answer. Then you asked the question.
See, here's what gets me. TB is smarter than this. Okay, Jimmy is a smart man.
I'm just saying, man.
But he's crazy. You cannot say Steph Curry is a great all-around player. You cannot.
He does not play defense.
Thank you.
I will agree with that.
Let's go to the phone lines and bring in Brian. Brian, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's going on, Brian?
Awesome.
Hey, I'm not an apologist of his at all. But I would like to make a correction in what you said. The Cleveland team that beat Golden State in the finals, that was the best Cleveland team LeBron ever had. Kyrie Irving averaged like 28 in that finals and hit the game winner. And a lot of people believe that he was the MVP of that finals.
I think he was.
It was not just LeBron and a bunch of scrubs. And I agree with you that he does not have that dog mentality. But I'll tell you another person that doesn't have it, and that's LeBron. If he had that dog mentality, he could take games over, but he doesn't either. But I enjoy the show, guys. Thanks.
Thanks, Brian. I appreciate it. Now, look, that was sensible.
I 100% agree with him.
Jimmy's off the reservation. Brian, you know, look, I disagree with Brian, but I can disagree with him amicably, okay, because he brought up some valid points. I will be the first one to say that Kyrie should have won the MVP.
I agree with that.
Because he played out of his mind.
And that's who beat Golden State.
Okay.
Kevin Love, was he not an all-star? Was he not an all-star coach?
He's doing this to intentionally piss me off.
Three.
Because he knows how much I hate Kevin Love. If there's one player out there I hate worse than Steph Curry, it's Kevin Love. Now, Steph Curry is soft. Kevin Love is Charmin. What fill in the blank. I mean, he's grape soft.
That's who was on the Cleveland team. I mean, I can't help it.
And he was hurt for those finals, and they were
all stars.
And they were better with Kevin. I can't even say it. Love is the right word. There's another word I want to use, but I can't because I'll get fired and never be allowed with Kevin Love. It's a disgrace that Kevin Love gets a max contract.
Do you know Steph averaged 30 points per game for a season?
30. I've already admitted that he's one of the best shooters to ever play the game. But that's all he is a shooter. He can't do it. He's got to have help. Let's go to the phone line. Stan wants to bring sanity, and he wants to talk Gamecocks. Go ahead.
Well, the coaching situation with the Gamecocks, maybe what I refer to as sanity, but it's not Steph Curry. I've heard a lot of people calling for Muschamp to be gone. My question is, who is it they're looking to replace him with? Who the heck is out there? I've asked a lot of my friends this question. I've gotten one answer from one of them, and I thought it was ridiculous because I do not see Urban Meyer coming to South Carolina.
No.
Well, Stan, a lot of people are calling. I'm not. I do not think South Carolina needs to fire Will Muschamp. I do not. First of all, they can't afford the $19 million buyout, number one. Number two, they need to give him one more year to make changes that he needs to make on his offensive staff. Then if that doesn't work after 5 years of his program, then do what you got to do. I understand. That's part of the business. But I am not one of those people that think now is the time to pull the trigger on Coach Muschamp. I totally disagree with that.
I don't agree with firing him right now either, simply because I don't think he's had enough time to put his plan in place and see if it'll work. But for all the chorus of people that seem to be calling for his firing, none of them seem to have a good idea of who they would hire to replace him.
And that's a legitimate argument. And that's an argument that I posted last year, yesterday. Thanks, Dan. Appreciate the phone call. You know, that was a question that I presented yesterday on the show to Gamecock fans, is you're so gung-ho about getting rid of Will Muschamp, he's the reason why this has been a debacle of a season, and it has. I'm not going to say that this has not been an implosion, if you will, for the Gamecocks. They are better than being 4-7 and probably 4-8 at the end of the next week. And next week is going to get ugly.
Yeah, and
it's going to get ugly.
Also, do you think that university is willing to buy him out plus pay another coach at the same time?
Well, that's the double whammy that you run into. Look, Dabo Sweeney's not going to leave Clemson to go to South Carolina. Nick Saban's not going to leave Alabama. And I said this to my Arkansas friends when they wanted to fire Chad Morris after 18 months. Well, Muschamp's been at South Carolina three times longer than Chad Morris was.
Well,
Willie Taggart.
And this could be a question that school may be thinking about. Let's say you bring in another coach. I don't think South Carolina is getting this top flight coach like a Urban Meyer. So,
well,
record-wise,
you can with enough commas behind the zero.
Maybe.
Now, the question is, are you going to pony up that kind of dough?
But, see, I say record-wise, do you think this new coach is going to have maybe a better record than what Muschamp can have next season? And if not, what's the point of paying that buyout and a new coach for the exact same record?
Well, that's a legitimate point. And that's a question that I think the university, and I think specifically Ray Tanner – and Bob Kasling are asking themselves right now is, yes, things are bad this year. Do we need to make a change? Obviously, they feel they are thinking about making a change. And that became perfectly clear when they reached out to Florida State to see how Florida State handled the Willie Taggart buyout. And what they're trying – here's what people need to understand. Places like South Carolina don't have $19 to $20 million laying in their football account.
Yeah.
You've got to go into other accounts. You've got to get the CFO of the university involved. You've got to pull from other avenues and other financial streams, unless you've got a donor. Now, this has happened. It happened at Auburn. Okay? There was a huge Auburn, a lawyer in Birmingham that was so fed up, I believe it was with Tommy Bowden. And I think he had a high buyout. And it was either Bowden or Tommy Tuberville. I can't remember which one. But that booster said, I will pay the buyout. Get rid of him. So what did Auburn do? They fired him because they had somebody that would cut the check. Now, unless a high-rolling booster for South Carolina is going to cut Will Muschamp a $19 million check, where's that money going to come from? And if they had the money, they would have already pulled the trigger. And they wouldn't have had to get advice from Florida State. Because Florida State is in financial decay. They couldn't really afford to get rid of Willie Taggart. But they found a way from different avenue streams.
Yeah.
And see, that's the way those buyouts work. Especially when they're almost $20 million. You know, if I'm Will Muschamp, I'm sitting there going, fire me. Send me home by all means.
Well, and what you and Diesel was talking about earlier when you were saying, I don't think that the university has to pretty much come to Will and say, this is your last year, get it right. I think he already knows.
Oh, of course he does.
Yeah, I'm sure that's a question he's telling himself. Like, this is pretty much it. This is my last hurrah. I have to get this right.
Well, he knew after, 2 years ago, he knew he had to make a change with Kurt Roper, and he made it.
Well, he also knows that if he fails here, it's going to be infinitely harder to get another job at any kind of a decent school after this, because if he gets run out of two SEC towns, who's going to hire you now?
Yeah, his days as a head coach.
Yeah, I was going to say defensive coordinator.
Are done. He'll be a defensive coordinator. You know, maybe go to the NFL as a positional assistant. He could definitely do that. But I like Will Muschamp. And when he first got the job, I didn't like him. I thought it was a bad hire. But the reason I like him is I respect what the guy has done to flip that roster. And you can't tell me, the record is bad. But from a talent standpoint, South Carolina is in a lot better shape than what he inherited. He inherited a team that literally was loaded with D2 players. Let's go to the phones and bring in Eric. Eric wants to join the discussion. Eric, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up, man? I enjoy the show. Love the show.
Appreciate that. Thank
you. I'm heading over here to the old Chapman game. I'm lucky enough for my son to play for Chapman.
Well, you're getting ready to see a show. That Chapman team is loaded. Loaded.
Oh, yeah. I've been watching them all year. But, hey, I got an answer for the I love Will Muschamp, too, man. I mean, don't get me wrong, but I went out there and watched that debacle against Appalachian State, a couple weeks ago. And so I like the guy personally, but I don't think he's really cutting the mustard. I'd like to see Les Miles come in there and see what he could do, man. I really liked him at LSU, and I'll listen to your.
You know what, Eric? That is an interesting thought, Eric.
That's the best name I've heard.
He's sitting there waiting on it. I mean, he's waiting on another shot at the SEC, and I mean, he was not that bad. I mean, he had a bad couple years at LSU. Got run off, but man, he's a great coach. He's sitting there waiting on another opportunity. I think he would come in here and help us turn the corner, kind of like Steve Spurrier did whenever he came in for I can't even think of his name now. Well, that don't matter anyway.
Lou Holtz. Spurrier replaced Lou Holtz.
Plus, Les Miles being a little bit left to center really fits South Carolina's culture.
You know that, Eric? That is a great statement, Les Miles.
Dude, golly, it's a no-brainer to me, but I don't run anything down there in Columbia. So, but I'm going to get off here. I got to get out here to this game. I appreciate you taking my call, man. I love the show.
Have a great time. Thank you for supporting high school athletics, and I hope everybody else is out there.
The only guy I'd want more would be Mike Leach, because I just love him.
Oh, Mike Leach.
I love Mike Leach. Oh, he'd slide right into Steve Spurrier's shoes.
Let me tell you something. If South Carolina hired Mike Leach, I would divorce the University of Arkansas and become a Gamecock fan.
I love him.
I do, too.
I love him.
I'm hoping. I'm hearing reports that the Hogs are interested in talking to him.
Yeah, okay? And I heard Florida State was looking.
And I heard Florida State was in the mix. The question that Mike Leach is going to have to ask himself, do I want to leave a job where I can retire at that Washington State will never get rid of?
No.
Okay? Do I want to leave a job where I've got a really good life and I'm making really good money to go to two places or possibly three places where the pressure is going to be 10 times what I'm dealing with, and I've got a rebuild job on my hands?
I don't know what Mike Leach's salary is at the University of Washington.
Yeah, probably around $3 million.
You really think he's money-strapped? He's not going to be money-strapped for the rest of his life.
No.
Yeah. He's going to be fine. So really at this point, does it scratch the competitive itch? That's the real question. Does he want to get back into that pressure cooker, and does it scratch his competitive itch? Because if that's what he wants, then you take your pick, man, which one you want to go to. Which one's going to be easier to rebuild?
But
out of those three, I'd say South Carolina is probably the easier rebuild because they've already got talent in the stables.
I agree.
Well, 2 years ago, Washington State gave him a 5-year extension, and he's got a tiered contract where he's making $3.75 million this year. He'll make $4 million from 2020 to 2012. Okay? And he's got a $750,000 retention bonus through the 2020 year. So somebody's going to have to buy out his contract.
If you're putting $3 million in my bank account every year, trust me, I'm going to be fine for the rest of my life.
Yeah, exactly. So the question is, and look, he's got ties to the SEC. He was Kentucky's offensive coordinator at the height of the Howe Mummy air raid offense. I mean, that's where he really built his bones, was there in Texas Tech. But he really became known as the offensive coordinator of Kentucky. You know, so he's well aware of what he's dealing with by coming to South Carolina if the Gamecocks went in that direction. Now,
do you think Stoops would ever come to South Carolina? Because he's now back in the XFL coaching, so no. He's scratching that itch.
No. I think Bob Stoops is at a point to where he wants to coach and he's fine with the XFL, but I don't think he really wants to jump back into the pressure cooker. Mm-hmm. I think he's done it for 20 years as a head coach at Oklahoma, won a national title. What does he have to prove?
If the XFL falls apart, maybe I could see it a couple years down the road.
Well, and the other thing is he's in his 60s.
Yeah.
And, you know, Diddy did point out something. You know, South Carolina, whoever the next coach is, whenever it happens, whether it's this year, which I hope it's not, I hope they give Coach Muschamp one more year, let him make the changes he needs to. But they've got to get away from these geriatrics like Lou Holtz. Now, Spurrier was halfway geriatric by the time he got there. But they've got to get a young, vibrant coach that's going to bring a modern-age offense to Columbia, which means they've got to stop going after these Nick Saban disciples. This is Straight Up with Sturge at ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
They're gonna barrage you with constant questions. What should we wear? And then, which of course my answer was, I don't care. And then, what color should the invitations be? I don't care. What should we have for dessert? I don't care. Should we seat this way or that way? I don't care. But see, I don't care is not satisfactory at all.
You don't want that guy coaching your team?
I want that guy coaching
my team. I love that guy.
That is the aforementioned Mike Leach giving his advice to a media guy that's getting married. And if you don't get a chance, go back. That's just part of a 3-minute diatribe that the pirate goes on giving his advice. He told the guy, you came to me 9 days too late. You know,
You should have come to me sooner.
You should have come to me sooner. Well, you're coming to me now. I can't help
you. Caroline's like, why did somebody ask him that question? It's like, because they know he answers questions that way. Oh. So they ask him random. He does 5 minutes on whether or not he believes Bigfoot exists.
Yes, Mike Leach is a college football treasure. And, you know, I would love for him to make the playoff once just to hear that for a month.
Well, college football needs more characters like that because coaching interviews are boring.
Yes,
they never tell you anything. No one cares, but you have to put them out there anyway. It's just like, why are you? Oh, they're really talented. They're well coached. They're really well disciplined. No one cares. Say something like Mike Leach does.
I could not agree more. I could not agree more. And if the Will Muschamp era ends either this year or next year, whenever it ends, I hope South Carolina backs up the Brinks truck to get Mike Leach. I want him back in the Southeastern Conference or in the South. I want that guy close so I can have Mike Leach 24 hours a day. Let's go to the phone lines and bring in Billy. Billy, welcome to the show.
What's going on, Coach? Good to hear all three of you guys today. Listen, I didn't know what the heck that interview was for a second. Then he hit me. That's Mike Leach.
Yep, absolutely.
if that young lady who answers the phone don't know anything about him, you might want to go Google him. The dude thinks he's a pirate. So anyway,
yeah, he does. Yes, he does.
Yes. Anyway, there's the guy who called, I guess, two callers ago that was talking about who do you get. Listen, there's all kinds of good coaches all over America, and I am one of those guys. I didn't want Muschamp to begin with. I kind of changed my opinion after 2 and 3 years. Now I've changed it back. I think it was a bad hire, and I'm ready to get rid of him now, Coach. I guess I'm going to disagree with you on that. But I've got four guys right off the top of my head, and I just Googled them just to see what their records were. And they all have coached at differing schools, at least two different schools, and they've all had successful tenures at those schools and moved up. The first one is from Cincinnati, Luke Fickell. The second one is, and I think this would be an excellent hire, and nobody's talking about him, is from Iowa State, Matt Campbell. The other one that I've always thought was a good coach, he's actually won at three different places, and I think he would leave Syracuse to come to South Carolina, Dino Babers. And then the last one, I think Diesel would probably agree with this, is Scott Satterfield. He's already turned Louisville around. They look like they're doing, much better than they were 2 or 3 years ago, and even last year. And his record is 57-28. He had a phenomenal record, like everybody does at Appalachian State. But you can't tell me Louisville's not a better team overall than what they were 2 years ago. Their defense is light years better, and their offense is the same. So I think that's four guys right there. And you can think of other people off the top of your head if you keep up with it. So to me, the two most important things, Coach, is I want them to be relatively young. That means under 50. And the other one is I want them to be, offensively minded. I don't want to just give up on the defense like we did when Brad Scott was there. But I do think offense wins ball games now more. Like I heard you say earlier, things are changing in football, and all the rules favor the offense, and that's not going to change in our lifetime. So anyway, I'll hang up and listen. I appreciate it, Coach.
Thank you, Billy. Thank you for the phone call. And I've got to be quick with this because we've got another break to get in here. I agree with you on Dino Babers. I like Dino. I think he would do a great job. At South Carolina, he would be a good choice. Luke Fickell, not so much. Matt Campbell, yes. See, here's the thing that I like about Matt Campbell, and I like about Dino Babers, and I like about Mike Leach. See, all three of those guys have won at places you're not supposed to win at. And that's the type of coach that South Carolina has to get. They've got to find the next Bill Snyder. They've got to find the next guy that, just because you're a good coach doesn't mean you are the right coach. And what I mean by that is not everybody can win at South Carolina. I knew Spurrier was going to be successful at South Carolina because the guy was successful at Duke. So that tells me it doesn't matter. He's one of those coaches, you put him anywhere, he's going to win. He's going to turn the program around. Dino Babers is that type of coach. Matt Campbell is that type of coach. Luke Fickell, not so much. Mike Leach is that type of guy. Look, if you can win in Lubbock, Texas, I don't know if anybody's ever been to Lubbock, Texas. I have, where Texas Tech's at. I know the world doesn't have the armpit of the world, but if it did, it would be in Lubbock. This is Straight Up with Sturge at ESPN Upstate. Welcome back into the final segment of Straight Up with Sturge. We will give way to Burns Rebels football as Cole Bryson and company will have the call tonight from Nixon Field as the Burns Rebels take on, who's Burns playing? Gaffney tonight in the third round of the playoffs. TB, real quick, we got a shortened segment. Who do you got this weekend? Winners and losers, who we got?
I think Dallas is going to pull off the upset.
Okay. I'll take New England. Keep going.
Philly's going to lose to Seattle.
Yep, I'll take Seattle as well.
And I think that San Francisco is going to upset Green Bay.
I'm taking Green Bay in that one. So we're 2-2. We ought to have an interesting discussion next week. College football, who you like? Penn State, Ohio State?
Ohio State.
Yeah, I'm going Ohio State close. I think they have enough. I don't think Penn State can move the ball, especially with Chase Young back. He's going to have a monster game against Penn State. I like Ohio State as well. Texas A&M and Georgia.
Georgia.
Give me the Aggies of A&M.
I heard you talk about it upset.
My main man, Thule. Thule loves the Bulldogs. He is a huge Georgia fan, and I'm going to break his heart, and I'm going to go with the Texas A&M Aggies. Give me the upset this weekend. I hope everybody out there enjoyed the show. Thank you to all of our listeners. Thank you to Caroline on the board, Diesel over here. Thank you to my good friend, TB, Tyler Butler. Give him a follow at the BS Podcast on Twitter. Is doing excellent work there. I will be back on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week. Get out and support those high school kids. I don't care who you cheer for. Get out there and get after your favorite high school team and support your local communities. I love high school football and support those kids 100%. And I hope everybody enjoys the games this weekend. I will see you on Monday back here at ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.